According to the Wall Street Journal, poke is one of the culinary trends of 2016. The popular raw fish dish has taken the mainland by storm, with poke shops popping up across the country. We report on why this Hawaiian staple is gaining a national following. It's lunchtime at the Ala Moana Foodland Farms, which usually means a line is beginning to form around the poke bar.
Good afternoon, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I get some of the California roll poke?
Just some poke?
Yeah.
On any given day, we have probably 30 to 40 varieties, and it can change, you know, depending on what's in seasoning, what the managers are feeling like making.
That's Foodland corporate chef Keone Chang. He says these days, poke is everywhere.
I'm seeing it in all the trade publications. I'm seeing it in all of the food magazines, right? And even food shows. It's really kind of exploded.
The origin of poke comes from humble beginnings. Traditionally, Hawaiians would harvest and cut up reef fish, seasoning it with salt, seaweed, and kukui nuts. The mainland got its first taste of Hawaiian raw fish a couple decades ago when Hawaii Regional Cuisine put the island's culinary flavors on the map. But it wasn't until a few years ago that poke shops began to pop up, first on the West Coast and eventually reaching cities across the country, from Chicago to New York.
You know, part of the appeal could be that as you're enjoying your poke in Manhattan, you take your bite and suddenly you're transported mentally to paradise, you know. So I think there is that romance definitely that is attached to the item.
But the mainland has also given the dish a makeover, and some Hawaii chefs aren't happy with the results.
There's so much culture and there's so much story behind it, and I think that it's such a huge trend now.
Chef Mark Noguchi with Pili Group says the poke trend borders on appropriation. He says for local residents, so much of food is wrapped up in identity. He worries that history can get lost when it's mass-produced on the mainland.
Here in Hawaii, the way that we cook, it's our sense of place. Cooking is such an important facet of where it's so intimate. You can't come to Hawaii for 3 months and eat at all the, you know, famous poke places and then have an idea and a concept of what we're about.
But for others, the popularity of poke has expanded the brand of Hawaii to a larger audience. Freelance writer Kathy Chan grew up in Honolulu, but has lived in New York for the last 12 years. She says the poke craze has definitely reached the city, with lines often going down the block in Midtown Manhattan. But she says the poke bowls they serve are far from traditional.
In Hawaii, we always get, you know, poke over rice. But here it's like you can do it over quinoa, you can do it over a kale salad. So it's so far removed from what we're used to eating as poke in Hawaii that I tend not to even think of it as poke when I get it here.
Chan says initially she couldn't help but judge this new trend. As a Hawaii expat, part of her felt possessive of the local dish.
When these poke shops first opened, I was like, oh, they're doing this wrong. You know, they're getting like crappy fish. It's not as good. And then you get through that stage and then you realize, oh, well, this is making Hawaii more popular. It's helping our tourism industry. It's like spotlighting our cuisine. And then in the end, you know, even if it's not an accurate representation of Hawaii food, it puts Hawaii on the mind of people. And that's a good thing.
And for now, its popularity shows no signs of slowing down. Molly Solomon for HPR News.